Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nate McMurray is joining us, Democratic candidate in NY27. He's with us live. A new Siena Spectrum poll came out just a few hours ago showing a very tight race in NY27 with 3 weeks to go. Nate, good morning. What stands out to you in this poll?
Well, the biggest thing is they said we were lying, and we're not. Clearly, we're going to win this race. And you don't get these type of numbers unless you have crossover. A lot of Republicans and independents and conservatives are getting behind us. And it's because nobody wants to elect the most corrupt congressman in maybe the history of our country.
You still have, though, in this poll, a good number of people who say they're going to vote for Chris Collins, even though they view him unfavorably. What does that tell you?
Well, it could say a number of things, but the good news for us is we weren't even on television yet when this poll came out. A lot of people don't know who I am, and they know who he is, and he doesn't have a lot of room to move either way. I think people are going to reject this guy. They know who he is. They know how corrupt he is. And we all know that our region is coming back. There's a lot of good things happening. There's a lot of pride back in Western New York and Buffalo. And to elect someone like this with so many ethical violations, with so much corruption, would be an embarrassment for our region for years and years to come. We're not going to let it happen.
Nate, what's your strategy for the next 3 weeks?
Same strategy it was from the get-go. He's going to continue to hide and lie. And you can see that every ad he puts out, they say it's a lie, and it's been objectively and independently fact-checked. The guy keeps lying. He only knows how to lie and cheat. That's his M.O. We're going to keep doing what we did since the get-go. We're going to keep knocking doors, meeting people, going to meet and greets, going to picnics. We are campaigning the way America is supposed to be. It's the way it's supposed to be done in America. We're meeting people, and we're shaking hands, and we're talking about issues that affect people right here. We're not talking about Washington. We're not talking about New York City. We're talking about how can we make it better for people here. We're talking about kitchen table issues.
Looking at this number now, 3 points, do you think that means something for the potential of a debate? Are you maybe anticipating that now more than you were, say, a few days ago?
Well, I always said he would debate as a Hail Mary, and I would love to debate him. But the bad news for him, he doesn't want to get on the stage with us, because we're going to say to him, did you give insider information to your son? We're going to say to him, did you trade stock on the floor of the House? We're going to say to him, did you delete your emails 3 times away to hide evidence? We're going to talk about the issues people care about. And then we're going to say, what did you do in all those years in office? Because his record is clear. He has a 0% rating on Social Security and Medicare. 0%. 0%. You can't get any lower. We're going to ask him what he did all those years in office. Do you know he only named 2 post offices? That's his chief legislative achievement, renaming 2 post offices. That's what you have to lose with this guy. Not much.
We're talking live with Nate McMurray, the Democratic candidate for NY27. Nate, you had a huge third quarter of fundraising in the numbers that just came out, over 500,000 compared to, well, almost nothing in the previous quarters, right?
Well, would you give money to this man? I mean, would anybody who's objective give money to this man at this point? He is sinking. And all the people that are backing him up, they're terrified because they know if I win, it's a major win for regular people. I mean, is there a more American story than a guy like me, started off at community college, he's the son of a widow, 7 brothers and a sister, and he's going to beat the most corrupt and maybe the most rich man in Congress? That's the American dream. And you think that a guy like me is not going to look after the people here? I'm from here. I'm of this place. I'm going to fight for the people here. This is where my values are.
You know, Nate, we have the latest finance report show. A lot of small donors to you, but also some money coming in from some super PACs, things like that. Where do you anticipate money coming into your campaign in the final stretch here? And is there anywhere where you are planning on saying no to money that potentially would come in from, whether it's a certain PAC or something like that?
Well, we said no to a lot. Almost, I think all corporate money, actually. We've taken no corporate money. we've taken money from groups we believe in or believe in us, like, and also unions and also people here. Most of our donations, if you look, are small dollar amounts. Tons and tons of small dollar amounts. And if you think about it, if you think about where he gets his money from, he got his money from pharmaceutical companies. It's really outrageous.
Nate, what about Governor Cuomo? We understand he's a contributor to you.
Is he? I don't think he is. If he is, I was surprised by that. I know that he and I had a lot of fights. You know, he tried to get me out of this race. And I think if people are reading the papers, they're going to know. Nobody has fought against the Democratic Party and Governor Cuomo more than I have. To stay in this race and to survive in this race, I had to go through a heck of a lot of battles. Now, I've gotten closer to Kathy Hochul throughout this process because she's been through some battles with Chris Collins, too, and she's given me a few bits of advice, and she's been kind to me. But I've had no interaction with Governor Cuomo. In fact, go back and read the paper. The guy was really, really cruel to me, and he tried to get me out of this race, and we stood up to him.
Hey, we had an interesting text just come into our text line here. Somebody chiming in saying, you can tell Nate McMurray that while we believe he's a nice and honest guy, we can't take the chance of the House falling into Democratic hands. I wish he was running against Collins in the Republican primary. Basically saying they would vote for you if you had an R next to your name. What is your message going to be to those voters over the next few weeks?
Well, I would tell them, look at me, look at my family, look at my friends. We're WBEN listeners. I mean, this is who I am. Wouldn't you like to have a guy like me in the middle there to speak as an independent voice in those Democratic meetings, able to give them some common sense to say, look, you're not going to do this. This is the wrong thing to do. We need to fight for working people. Your agenda is the wrong agenda for America. Let's change that agenda so we can work together to make things better for everybody.
Is the Democratic National Campaign Committee, are they talking to you about spending some money?
Yep, but it took a long time for them to get there, didn't it? How many months and months and months they just ignore me? And they didn't want to, listen, because I'm an independent voice, they didn't want to get behind me. I'll be honest, they're scared of me, just as much as Mr. Collins is scared of me. And they should be scared, because we need regular people in Congress. We need regular people in D.C. And so listen, I'll take their support because I want to be Mr. Collins, and he's bad news. If they're willing to get behind me, so be it. But I'm never going to change who I am. I'm never going to take their counselors or the people that change me. I'm going to be who I am to the end, and I'm going to fight for what's right. And I'm not going to let this region get embarrassed by this man. He has embarrassed us too long already.
That is candidate in NY27, Nate McMurray, running against Chris Collins. Latest poll numbers show Collins up 3 points, a razor-thin race over in NY27. We've reached out to Congressman Collins to join us this morning. His team saying a statement may be on the way.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.